Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Binghamton Throat Punch. 60 minutes of pro wrestling talk and unnecessary nothingness with your hosts, Ian Daddy Bones and Scott Fineout on ThreeRopes.com.
All right, it is Friday morning. Welcome to the Binghamton Throat Punch. I'm Ian Daddy Bones.
And with you, as always, Scott Fineout. Ian, it is show day.
Yes, we heart wrestling. Clap, 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 clap.
Yo, we also heart going on live with no warning.
No downtime.
Whatsoever.
No downtime. Usually there's like 15, 20 minutes. Every
get
when
to sit down.
Yeah, hang
get
out.
Get our asses warm, you know.
Get a little toasty and just get ready to do the show. But today it's like your show will go live in 5 minutes.
Like, oh, okay. Well,
then
I guess
like
there's
20
that
seconds.
Then. So we're still trying to get a link up here because a lot of people don't even know that we're doing this right now. But it is show day. It is Excite Wrestling.
Yes, tonight in Binghamton, New York at the American Legion Post 80, 76 Main Street. Doors open at 7:15, I believe.
Okay, you're telling the story.
And the show will start at 8 o'clock, so, which means Excite time, you know, 7:15 may mean 7:30, but, you know, just get down to the Legion tonight. It's going to be sick. Going to be a steel cage match.
A lot of preparation going into the steel cage
definitely
match. We were real quick before you get into the preview.
Yep.
We were down there last night.
Yep.
I dropped in and we are just a quick plug. We're doing live tweeting tonight from the venue. And we've got Jim Holbert in the back representing ThreeRopes.com, getting some exclusives with you, with everybody else that's on the show tonight. And we're excited about this. This is pretty much a ThreeRopes.com coming out party here.
Yeah, pretty much. It's truly amazing, and I can officially say I am now. I am part of the Three Ropes family now, and I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity. So,
happy to have you, brother.
Hey, thank you, bro. It's going to be freaking awesome having you guys out here. And it's kind of funny, too. It kind of goes into a story from last night because, like, the other day, Scott did me a favor. And I'm in the process of working on a new theme for my podcast, the Original Geeks podcast. And Scott last night played me the voiceover intro. And it was funny because, well, before he did that, he's like, yeah, I'm at work tonight. I'll email you that when I go home. And like literally 2 minutes later, I'm at the Legion. We're doing Ring Crew last night. Literally 2 minutes later, I walk through the door and I'm like, what the hell's Scott doing here?
I aim to please. It's in-person delivery that was actually faster than I thought, thanks to our boys up at ESPN Toronto, who has been helping this program out quite a bit. And you're like, what, Toronto? I went to school with a couple people, okay? That's all you need to know.
Hey, I know Canada, bruh. I like Bret Hart and Terrence and Phillip and
speaking
shit.
Of Bret Hart, real quick update.
Yeah.
There is great news for Bret Hart. The cancer has been completely removed due I think it was Pro Wrestling Torch that reported that story last night, I believe.
Yes, Bret Hart has officially excellently executed his butthole cancer.
So I don't know any story on Bruce. Nobody's, fuck Bruce. Who cares about him? No, but
Bruce is somewhere smelling like cat piss.
There's no good Bruce Hart story.
There
right?
really isn't.
But
you buy Bruce's book and it's like 300 pages of him shitting on Brett. And then you buy Brett's book and it's pages of him shitting on Bruce. It's amazing.
You know, the Harts have a weird thing with books, man. You know, Teddy Harts, they're not Teddy Hart. Is it Bruce Hart? One of the Harts, their book's like $400. It's like Gary Hart. That's what it is. It's like a $400 book because they've just stopped publishing it now. And people are like, this is like the thing. Like, if you ever come across this book, buy it. It's like I know you're not a sports guy, and I don't even know the sports name, the sport player's name, but there's an old baseball card from like 1909. I think it's Honus Wagner or
yeah.
whatever.
See,
like,
I actually knew that.
That is that book is the Honus Wagner of pro wrestling. You need to grab it. If you can, and then buy it for me for Christmas. Tonight.
Well, if that's the Honus Wagner of wrestling books, then I can't wait to get the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card of wrestling books coming out soon.
Who's that?
Sonny's getting a book.
She's getting a book?
Yeah. She already has a porno out now. But
I was going to say, is it like a nudity book? Or
no, but it would just be so interesting to read.
It really would.
Book.
I'd read it.
Especially,
I really would, I tell
you. Especially if you download it on Google Play and go into the read aloud option and you got the creepy computer voice going. I started smoking crack in the basement, and then I
was in Binghamton, and I got hit by Shawn Michaels in the locker room shower. That actually happened. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She actually says Binghamton is the place where she fucked Shawn Michaels.
Sweet.
Right in the locker room that I so innocently as a child had showered after hockey games. I feel like I was there.
Like,
I feel like I was there.
Wasn't shampoo. You stepped in a puddle of Shawn Michaels' unwanted baby.
You know, ignorance is bliss when you're young.
So is Alexa.
So we've got February 19th, the 4th anniversary of Excite Wrestling. And Ian, you're involved in, is it the main event or is it not? I'm not sure. It's got to be, right? It's the cage.
You would think it would be the main event. I would like to think it would be the main event. Nick Napoleon deserves to be in the main event.
But this is a company that plans building a main event, if this is what it is, a steel cage,
in
the coldest weather in Binghamton, and Super Bowl Sunday on Valentine's Day. What the hell is going on over there?
There's a lot of love. There's a lot of love. A lot of love and time and effort and hard work was put into the construction of that steel cage. And I know Johnny Moose is pretty happy and pretty impressed with himself right now.
Well, isn't that always the case?
But honestly, you know, it's going to be a sick night. I feel confident with my boys going into their respected matches, and even the other matches on the card, just absolutely amazing. I mean, that's the best part about being part of the Excite Wrestling family is, you know, it goes back to, you know, what I said on Jim Holbert's podcast, the 5 questions, where I talked about, you know, being so blown away with that ECW product, wishing we had something like that home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, you know, with all props and respect to ECPW for, you know, filling that void as well. You know what I mean? It's just the freaking caliber of talent that Johnny brings in for Excite. Just, it's like the professional side of me has to be part of the team and do my job. But at the same time, the fan side of me is like, oh my God, this card is freaking amazing.
You know what's cool is, yes, there's a lot of great wrestlers. There's also a really cool storyline that I'm seeing at Excite Wrestling that's coming in between these 3 guys that have attacked Joe Gacy, the Crusade for Change. I'm really interested to see what they bring to Excite Wrestling. I'm really interested to see what kind of changes go into that. And
right now, I'll tell you exactly what they're bringing into Excite Wrestling. Simple 4-letter word: fear.
It
came out of nowhere. I mean, if they think about it, and I believe I said this on a previous episode, but the thing about Chainsaw Joe Gacy is that, I mean, Excite celebrating its 4-year anniversary. You know, Joe Gacy was introduced to Binghamton and the Excite fans on the main event of the very first show, when it was Fit Finlay versus Chainsaw Joe Gacy versus Brody Lee, a.k.a. now known as Luke Harper. You know what I mean? In Excite's first main event. And in the past 4 years, Joe Gacy's he's been a monster. He's top dog. He took over Excite Wrestling, you know, with Sideshow Pro at one point. And, you know, Joe Gacy's done a lot of damage. You know, he is a full-speed Mack truck that says Gacy Chainsaws Incorporated on the side. He has chopped down everybody since coming into that company. And it's like these guys just showed up after he had an Iron Man match with Alex Payne, and they beat the hell out of him.
Yeah.
They beat the hell out of Joe Gacy. No, who would have thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, it's something that, as you said, totally came out of left field and no one expected. And it's going to be interesting to see how these guys react to things and how. Now, you know what? Let me just tell you something.
I mean, I've been clotheslined twice by Joe Gacy. I practically filleted myself the first time it happened, and my glasses flew into the third row. And that was a eye-opening experience for me. That was hey bro, the fucking respect is on the table. I respect what you do. You know what I mean? And it's like, if these guys were able to do that to Joe Gacy like that in a blink of an eye, just imagine what they could do to other people on the roster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's really a scary thing. So we're going to look for that. Later tonight, I'm also looking for Mark House, somebody that you have a vested interest in.
Yeah.
Taking on Axel Lennox tonight. What are the thoughts going in?
Thoughts going into it is it should be an easy night. I mean, as a matter of fact, I'm so confident in Mark House's ability to just be in outdone that I actually think I may show off to everybody in the crowd what I plan on doing after the match, because it's going to be a breeze. I'm going to watch SWAT.
Well,
have you ever seen SWAT, the movie with LL Cool J?
I know what you're talking about.
And Samuel L. Jackson?
I've never seen it.
It is a really crappy...
Were there snakes on plane? No, that was...
It's a really crappy movie, but it's so amazing at the same time. I actually feel so confident that Mark House is just going to walk through Axel Lennox that I'm just going to bring my DVD with me.
You know, it's funny because on Three Ropes yesterday, 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Moose joined us on the program, and I'd asked him for you, hey, you know, what's the deal with the Excite? Now, as we know, Excite Wrestling is the champion is Matt Cross.
Right.
He is not there tonight.
No, he is not.
He is not defending.
Nope.
And I told, yeah, you did. And I told Johnny, I said, listen, he makes a good point. I said, if Matt Cross isn't there, doesn't that void some kind of, you know, contractual obligation to defend the title? And he basically did his promoter swirl, around, told me that you would never be happy, that you were just complaining about nothing, and that, you know, Mark House has to just worry about Mark House. Now, I think you make a pretty good point here. I think Mark House shouldn't have to start as far back. And I'm not saying that Axel Lennox is like the opening guy. I'm not. Far from it. Axel Lennox is a big brute guy. He's got a track record in Excite Wrestling that speaks for itself. But the thing with Mark House is, even if he beats Axel Lennox, what?
That's his track record, losing.
He's still good. He's still going to be a tough contest for Mark House. And that's my point. If he beats Axel Lennox, that says something to me. It's not like he just beat, you know, an opening card jobber dude. But he still has to string together a couple wins in Johnny Moose's book to be back in the consideration of he never lost.
Hey, I just look at it like this. He was the champion. He got hurt. You took his belt away.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cross is the champion. He's not going to be here tonight. He's not defending the belt. Mark House is perfectly fine. Just give Mark his belt back. It makes sense.
You know, this could be something that distracts you. You talk about Axel Lennox losing all the time, but it doesn't seem like you're too focused on him tonight. That could be something that bites you.
I mean, the only thing I'm focused on is, I mean, yes, I am concerned for my safety, because the last time Axel Lennox, you know, was around me was the night he grabbed me by my neck.
Some would say you deserve that.
I don't know who this sum is. It always has to be. It's always a mystery group of people. It's never one person with a name of who said that. But the fact is, you know, Axel Lennox, he violated my personal space. He grabbed me by my neck. He choked slammed me. He dislocated my hip. And, you know, imagine not being able to pick up your babies in the morning. Axel Lennox doesn't have kids. Axel Lennox shouldn't be around kids.
Well, that's something I can't disagree with.
But the thing is, you know, I am smart. I am smart to keep my distance from Mr. Lennox. So I will be making sure that Axel Lennox does not put his hands on me again tonight, because that's the thing. If you're too busy focused on me, you're not focused on Mark House. And if you're not focused on Mark House, you're not going to be if you're not going to be, you're not going to be a star in Johnny's eyes. Your little twinkle isn't going to make a sparkle, and it's not going to get Axel Lennox any more closer to the belt. So that's it. He doesn't need to worry about me. He just needs to focus on my client.
Well, you know, somebody that I'm interested in seeing how he does in Excite is Jay Freddie. He had debuted at the last Excite show.
Yes.
And he had beaten Sozio. A good debut for Jay Freddie.
Oh yeah, and don't get me wrong. Sozio is he comes from Sideshow Pro as well.
CZW. I've seen him in a Cage of Death match live, and my gosh.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
I think he won that Cage of Death match.
Sozio is a former CZW champion, and you know, I mean, that's the thing. So Sozio's nothing to scoff at. He's nothing to laugh at. He is a hardcore hitman coming straight out of you know, Joe Gacy's wing. You know, when Joe Gacy and Sideshow Pro were running roughshod on Excite, Sozio was right there. And you know, I don't think, you know, he deserves to be taken lightly. And you know, he gave Jay Freddie quite the challenge the last time we were in Binghamton. So I mean, now you got other guys thrown into the mix. So, I mean,
Michael Christopher making his Excite Wrestling debut tonight.
Well, now I believe it's Michael Cykros.
Okay. Excuse me.
I mean, if I'm,
you're right. I was kind of confused with that.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm mispronouncing it, that's on me, but he's a former 2CW heavyweight champion. I remember seeing him a lot in 2CW, and you know, he's extremely talented. So I mean, but you know, it doesn't matter how talented you are; it could still you know, get you a hard time earned from the Binghamton fans. So either way, former 2CW champion or not, he still has to prove himself to the Excite fans.
And
so
tonight, ThreeRopes.com is going to be at the Post 80. American Legion in Binghamton. We are going to be live tweeting the event. As we've said earlier, Jim Holbert's going to be back there. You're going to be back there getting ready for matches. So you're not on ThreeRopes.com assignment tonight.
No.
But I am
on official disgruntled business.
You got some bigger fish to fry tonight.
I am on ODB tonight. Official disgruntled business.
Well, hopefully you get your money.
Yeah.
That's the other ODB had a lot of problems with that.
Food stamps.
Yeah. So, you know, the other ODB, the best quote ever is when he got out of jail. Did you remember this guy, old dirty bastard from Wu-Tang Clan? He got out of jail and he says,
I was born in 79. I graduated in 98. I know this man.
He says, what are you going to do now that you're out of jail? And he goes, I'm going to go make like a bird, go eat bird seed and whatever. And he looked right into the camera very seriously because this man was destined to go eat some bird seed and whatever. But side note, I should say. But yeah, we're going to be there post 80. I will be out live tweeting the results. And we will also have some stuff in the locker room that we can hook you up with as well. Coverage there coming from Jim Holbert, who will be on assignment. Also, Chuck Taylor and Dan Barry are going to be teaming up against Greg Excellent and the debuting Evil Uno.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited for Evil Uno coming into Excite Wrestling.
Definitely. I mean, you know, non-Evil Uno, you know, is, you know, former half of the Super Smash Brothers.
Is that
not
the best gimmick ever?
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
If I remember right, they had like the Nintendo controller down their pant leg, and like you kick them and like they'd freeze. Like if you hit the start button, like they'd freeze.
Yeah, yeah. And they always say they always have you know tongue in cheek video game like Easter eggs worked into their moves and whatnot.
Yep.
And I mean, the entrance speech spoke for itself. You know, they came out to the friggin' Techno Syndrome, Mortal Kombat, din, 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 din. You know what I mean?
It was an awesome gimmick. It was right up your alley.
Oh, it totally was. Totally was. I was bobbing my head, like going, "Oh my god, this is amazing."
Now, not much to be known about Evil Uno. One can assume that
he's
is
mad.
Now bad.
He's mad. He's mad about something.
Samuel DiMaggio in his report blamed Canada.
I would too.
But yeah, so they're going against him. He's going to team up against Greg Excellent. or I'm sorry, he's teaming with Greg Excellent. They're going to go against the Kentucky Gentleman, Chuck Taylor and Dan Barry. Chuck Taylor is somebody that I'm interested in seeing. This guy gets a pop. I mean, a big one. Wherever he goes, it could be Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. It could be anywhere that you can see him. But my goodness,
but it's just weird though. He's one of these guys that I hear a lot about, but I don't see him like promoted as much as he like should be.
He's kind of a weird dude. He's like so with Chuck Taylor, he started wrestling in Kentucky when he was like 14. He was like moonlighting, right? Because you're not allowed to wrestle until you're 18.
Right.
And he's wrestling when he's like, you know, he started training when he was like 14.
Well, yeah. I mean, even some people were doing it at 16, like Jeff Hardy was 16, lying about his age and working, you know, as a jobber on WWE.
So he's one of these guys. And he's very passionate about wrestling, as you would imagine everybody is in this business. But I mean, this guy goes beyond. He analyzes himself to degrees that I'm just like, wow. But a nice guy and a damn fine wrestler, my goodness. And anywhere I've seen him, I mean, I've seen him at Shikara with King of Trios, and there were like 900 people there. And I'm not kidding you, and about 85% of them were standing on their feet for this guy. Like, he is loved across the indie scene. He hasn't been booked a lot lately. I don't know. There's other, you know, reasons for that, but we don't have to get into this. But Chuck Taylor inside the ring, amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. But so, yeah, Binghamton fans are definitely going to be in for a treat with that one.
Well, another one that we got is Brian Myers, the former Kurt Hawkins of WWE, against Donovan Dijak, against the 607's own Sean Carr. And Sean Carr has been tested last year a lot.
Yeah.
He has been tested a lot this year. This one is going to be a very, very good test for him, something that could kind of highlight the beginning part of 2016 for him.
I would like to think that 100%. Yeah, like you said, I mean, 2015 just blew up for Sean. And, I mean, you and I have both seen him, you know, come up from wrestling student and, you know, basically pay his dues and work hard and just, you know, started getting his bookings left and right and just, you know, has been proving himself to all these different feds that they do. They keep bringing him back. They keep booking him. And just, you know, it's like, honestly, it's like being part of one of the best reality shows, you know, just watching him do his thing. And especially when, you know, I'm on the road with him going to, you know, this fed or that fed, you know, and, you know, seeing him do his thing and just seeing the reaction he gets to these different state people, you know what I mean? And it's absolutely amazing. And like last year he had his Super 8 appearance. You know, this year it's announced he's going to be in the ECWA Super 8 tournament again. He's the current ECWA heavyweight champion. So I definitely think a match of this caliber, you know, is going to do wonders for all three men.
Yeah, I do too. Sean Carr, as you just alluded to, getting booked all over the place. Brian Myers, you just said Kurt Hawkins. And then you've got Donovan Dijak.
And see, that's the only thing I really don't have much to say on is because, I mean, this is the thing. I love wrestling. I watch wrestling. I'm watching more Japanese product than I normally didn't used to. You know what I mean? I'm watching more of it now and it's like as guys start rising, new guys keep coming in. So it's like some names don't like resonate in my skull right away. And unfortunately, Donovan Dijak happens to be one of those guys that I haven't seen much on.
Well, Dijak's got a huge size advantage here, as pointed out by Sam DiMaggio on ThreeRopes.com's preview. And he's coming off a European tour, which is a big thing for him because he's wrestled top guys in the world. Donovan Dijak is somebody who's been looked at as somebody who could be potentially, I mean, he definitely is on the WWE radar right now. We'll have to see where he goes. But tonight, he's got a really good contest ahead of him. And these three guys are going to put on a clinic. I mean, they really are. Like, I think I'm going to say that this is the match that I'm looking forward to the most, with all due respect to the cage match that's going to happen later that night. I got to be honest, this match is going to be a banger, and this is one you don't want to miss, because it's going to be fast paced. It's going to be heavy hitting, and people are going to be into this one tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And also too, I mean, that's the thing, looking back when we were first talking about the, Chainsaw Joe Gacy, incident with Crusade for Change, it is Joe Gacy and two mystery partners. But the thing is, everything that's gone on with Joe Gacy over the past 4 years, who the hell would want to tag with him right now?
Right. It's like putting a target on your
back. And again, it's nothing bad
now
on Joe Gacy. Believe me, I am not trying to get on his shit list again. You know what I mean? So no. I'm that's not saying anything against him. I just, hey, he hasn't made a lot of friends, so I don't know who would want to tag with him. And you are super excited right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the WWE just upgraded. The WWE has just given me a gift. The WWE just upgraded their website. They just changed it all over yesterday, and they launched their new WWE.com. Basically, you can now watch Raw on the top left screen and watch videos and also read at the same time. Now, in web speak, there's a thing called a 404 page. And what that basically means is when you go to a website and there's no website there.
Yeah, you get a...
There's a oops. There's
yep.
nothing here. Wrong address.
Yep, it's a dead internet dead end.
The WWE has put up the best 404 page I think I've ever seen. It's a big picture of Papa Shango holding a skull and
his voodoo stick.
Yes. And it's got a thing that says parts unknown up on the top. It's a barn with the Ultimate Warriors logo. Berserker
is
even there.
It's the freaking Zombieland font. It says parts unknown.
Yes, it is.
And it looks like a Vegas.
Right.
It looks like a Vegas sign.
Demolition standing underneath it. This is a real page. WWE.com/404. And it says, looks like you've taken a wrong turn. You're in parts unknown.
Get it? Hey, if you look in the background, way in the back, you'll see the Undertaker.
Is that him?
Yeah.
And Kane. Or is that... No, that's Kane.
No, it's Kane coming out of an outhouse.
Yep. And then this is something that we need to dive.
Wait a minute. Why is
Vulture Bray Wyatt?
Wait a minute. Why the hell is Kane in parts unknown? I thought Kane was from hell. I thought he was from the bowels of hell.
I don't know. It's interesting to say.
Does he own two properties? Does he own property in parts unknown? I mean, what is going on here?
Who knows?
But, hey,
next to the Berserker's house?
But hey, you want to hear something funny real quick?
Of course.
About the Berserker? Because I actually...
Of course.
I actually thought about you while doing this the other day. I know you're a Berserker fan. And my daughter was just being annoying as hell. And we got done eating dinner. But then right away, she wants like ice cream. And I'm like... thinking, I'm like, oh my God, you just had dinner. We're not doing dessert right now. Wait an hour or something. And then she kept throwing a fit in the kitchen. I'm like, Daddy, I want ice cream. And then I finally had no choice. Bless you. I had no choice. I looked her dead in the eye. I just held up my hand and went, huss, huss, huss. And I huffed her little ass right out of the kitchen and chased her into the living room where she hopped up on the couch.
It'll teach her. Yeah, I told you about the story, right? Of I got Jeff Jarrett to huss in the middle of a TNA ring.
No, I did not.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. This might have been the best night of my life. TNA was at the Norwich Fairgrounds. Yes, real true story. And me and Little Daddy C and Jim Holbert, a few others, we all go out. There might have been some beer consumed.
All right.
Maybe a little bit more than the average bear.
I can relate to that.
So I'm a little drunk. And I told Jim, I said, and Corey, I said, I'm going to get this guy to huss. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the Berserker. I'm like, what? No. So as soon as Jeff Jarrett comes out, I'm just like, huss. You know, I'm grabbing my wrist. Huss. Huss. So... I'm waiting for again, I'm drunk, so I don't care. There's a lot of people at the show.
I got a drunk Jeff Jarrett story, too, when you're done.
So Jeff Jarrett goes into the ring, and he's wrestling, and it's kind of crickets at some point. And I'm just like, us, us, and he starts looking over, and I'm just still doing He grabs his wrist in about probably the best pro wrestling moment I have. He grabs his wrist, looks right at me, huss. I'm like, oh my God, he did it. He's thinking, where the hell am I? I'm in this cow pasture of a town. No one's going to see this shit. Do they even have internet? Why not? Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my God, he did it. He did it. I'm like, you know, Stone Cold, right? I'm like in my moment. But true story, Jeff Jarrett has hussed in a TNA ring because of me.
Back in the day when 3DW first started and a bunch of us went to the TNA show together.
Yeah.
In Elmira. I remember standing there with Ivy Green and some of the guys, and you know, we were standing by the rail when, on the entrance when they were coming down the aisle, and it was funny because Jarrett came out for his match, and when he was walking by us, freaking, I'm like half drunk with like Ivy Green and whatnot, and I go, "Hey Jeff, I'm a Mark." Jeff, I'm a huge Mark. And Jeff turned around and he looked me dead in my face. He goes, "You shut your fucking mouth."
Dude, Jeff Jarrett's the man.
Yeah,
he really is.
Rob saw that. Rob was laughing at that. It's like, Jesus.
Hey, this just in, ECW Wrestling on TNN, the ECW on TNN has officially started to be added to the WWE network.
Oh, really? I thought it was some of it was already up there.
The WWE, the ECW on TNN, I don't believe is.
Okay.
I know that the old show, the Hardcore TV or whatever, that is. You know, remember when he's like Paul Heyman on TNN? He was,
I believe,
like,
I was watching it the other night having dinner. I was watching an ECW pay-per-view. I think it was Anarchy Rules 2000. All I know, it was the it was the one where Steve Corino fought C.W. Anderson.
Uh-huh.
That was a really good match.
Yeah, I think I don't remember the pay-per-views. I remember all of them being awesome. I mean, really, most of them were really good. I remember Joel Gertner getting on the mic, and no matter what Joel Gertner said, was always money. Like the bacon in her eggs, the face between her legs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's just,
Joel,
like,
Gertner
so
was amazing.
Good.
Actually, it was whatever pay-per-view Joey Styles freaking took his glasses off and freaking went after Cyrus.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Cyrus was from the network at the time, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. All right. Well, that's pretty much what's going on in the regular wrestling. I'm looking through right now and just trying to figure out what else is going on.
I heard Wade Barrett's leaving WWE.
Yeah, I did hear that. I'm kind of happy for him, to be honest with you.
Did you hear, like, Randy Orton, like, tweeted and called him a coward or something?
I didn't.
Because I read on WrestleZone.com that, like, Randy Orton made, Randy Orton made some comment about Wade Barrett. I guess he posted a...
he told him to quit like Batista did, told Titus.
Oh, my God.
You should just quit.
God, Batista doesn't want to come back.
No, well, I think he sealed the deal right there, even if he wanted to. But, yeah, man, it's a... It's all.
Batista gets on Twitter like Drax trying to summon what's his face from Guardians of the Galaxy.
What is Batista doing nowadays? Is he an actor? Is that what he's doing now? Is
supposedly
he trying to act? Ugh. Well, tonight, it's, you know, come say hi to us. You know, we're gonna be.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we're gonna be up on the stage. I'm not really sure. We're gonna be trying to get the best things that we can. Picture wise for you guys, and the best coverage that we can tonight backstage, and it should be cool. We're gonna try to get a couple exclusive interviews before they go out. We'll see how that works. It's our first time.
Yeah,
so be kind.
Yes, be gentle.
It's our first time. Be gentle.
Use pet names. It's appreciated. Please respect the code words.
And caress our
safety
forehead,
words,
dead points, and give us sweet kisses and tell us you love us.
Definitely.
Because it's going to be, honest to God, it's going to be a pretty crazy night tonight. In terms of in the ring, in terms of for us, in terms of for you, pro wrestling is always good. And then after.
Yes.
Is the party.
Yeah.
The after party. As you would. And that is on Conklin Ave, the Branch. No, there are no barn animals or livestock. But there are tons of beers.
It'll be interesting. A
couple wild turkeys.
It'll be interesting to check out because I haven't been to the ranch yet. So
I'm gonna see if I'm gonna be able to make it over there. I'm gonna see what's going on with my life here tonight. But you know, I heard it's Johnny Moose's birthday. also heard a couple other birthdays that are being celebrated. Jay Freddy, maybe? I don't know. I know it's Moose's birthday tomorrow. So get over to the ranch.
Yes.
Sit there for a half hour.
Buy him a drink.
At 12:01, buy him a drink and leave. And get him water. Fresh water.
Yes, make sure he's well hydrated while he's having his celebratory drink.
Cheeseburgers are accepted.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He loves cheeseburgers.
I mean, he does, and he was actually telling me on Three Ropes this week that he's excited because there's food over there, and that's something that he can be excited for, as you can imagine. The old venue, I don't remember where you guys used to go.
Shenanigans, I believe.
Was that what it was? Over by, over on the east side, over by Corjuster?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have food, apparently.
No, they didn't have food, and it was one of those things where, I guess, a couple of times I heard a story where we like paid for pizzas, and while the pizza was going to be free for people, they ordered the pizzas early, so all the regular bar patrons all munched on our free pizza. So by the time we showed up for our after party, our food was already gone.
What?
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
oh my
gosh. Yeah, guys were not happy that night. Especially when some of the guys like who had to like, you know, go out, you know, drive distance to get home, wanted to get on the road and just grab something like fast food and go home.
And everybody's like, no, there's pizza.
Yeah,
there's
come on
pizza.
Out. There's
it's
pizza.
Awesome.
There's pizza. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
Thought you said there was pizza.
Whoa, there was. I told you not to go over in your match. You did. You know, there's a time limit here for a reason. You know,
definitely.
Gary Michael Capetta is missed. You know, he was the one that always talked like this in WCW. And he's like, and he'd always say in the beginning, the following contest is scheduled for one fall and a 15-minute time limit.
This is Sting.
And you know what the thing is you can't even do that in indie wrestling. You can't be like a 15 because there's some asshole out there like me or you like, all right, let's see then. Click. Like a ding ding ding, you like boom, there's the stopwatch. Like you fans suck. Don't be assholes. Yeah, that was a good one too. The stunning Steve Austin one was awesome. We got to get Gary Mike on this thing because we have dropped his name several times between Three Ropes Radio and this one.
Which
we've dropped
funny
his name
too because he's always popping up on my people. I mean, on Facebook,
I'm friends with him.
Oh yeah,
and you know what? I found out that he's going to be on Jim Ross's podcast soon. I'm like, Jim Ross can't beat me. He can't beat me to the punch to Gary Michael. You can beat me to anybody else, but somebody so easily accessible.
We could have him on the pie. You know,
we should.
We could have him on the show. I'll impression battle you.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. We need to have Gary Michael Capetta on the show. We need to reach out to his people, which basically means his Facebook messenger. but that's awesome, man. So tonight, it's always good going into show night. We were talking about this on the way over to the studio, how, you know, everybody's got a different routine. Fans are just like, hey, I'm just going to go to my job. I'm going to get out of 5. I'll be stopping over to the Legion by 7 and, you know, be probably drunk by 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
For the people involved in the business, there's a little different approach.
Yeah.
A lot of people's, not even mine, but a lot of people's day, a lot of people's 4th anniversary show started last night at 6:30, and there was a lot of prep going into this show. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, I was over there for a little bit. I just kind of popped my head in and seen, you know,
the layout
of the land. But
I mean, we had ring crew last night, which is, you know, typical and normal for any wrestling show. And with, you know, ring crew last night, it was good because, you know, we had a good number of guys.
We had a good number of guys. The parking lot was full. I'm like, is the show tonight?
Yeah, we had a great number of guys who got everything moved in, and you know, we got the ring set up, and you know, of course, there's always some show day maintenance that needs to be done. Either this needs to be fixed or touched up, and in last night's case, it was, you know, there were some new ring boards that needed to be cut and fit. And
I pause you for a second because I walk into this Legion and I hear power tools going on. And I walk in and I see the most irresponsible person in the room, Jim Hulbert, with a damn power saw, and Frankie Sassano sitting close to him. And I said to Frankie, what are you doing, man? Like, you trust this guy? Like, he can't draw a straight line, but he's got a power tool 3 inches from your knee, and you're cool with this?
And you're wearing shorts in the middle of February. What the hell is up with this, Frank?
Shout out to Frankie Sassano, looking more like Jesus every day.
And also, too, I kind of got to take the blame for this one. I feel like...
How am I not shocked?
I feel like it's my fault that Jim Hulbert had the circular saw, because...
That was scary.
When Johnny's talking about, you know, guys need to be cutting boards, I'm going to be honest, I'm not Tim the Tool Man Taylor. I don't know the first thing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You line the blade up and you hit the button, man.
Well, I never did that before.
No, I don't think Jim has either.
Well, I asked him if he had carpentry experience, yeah, and he said yes.
Of course.
So I kind of rolled with it. I'm like, well, you got more experience than I do.
This guy works at Denny's and claims himself to be a 5-star Michelin chef.
But at the same time, in Jim's defense,
I never like sentences that start out like that.
I'm glad Jim's the one with the circular saw, because I'm glad that Jeff didn't have the circular saw, because I mean Jeff has only one real good eye, so I don't want the one-eyed guy hacking his hand off or making a mistake. You know what I mean? And even Jeff didn't feel comfortable with his carpentry skills and wanted nothing to do with it. So I fully relate to that. But honestly, though, quick shout out to Jeff. He's dealing with some stuff in the background today. His girlfriend's having surgery. So I know his thoughts and his mind's on her right now. So I hope everything goes well with her, Jeff, and keep us posted.
Absolutely. We're always looking out for people involved in the wrestling biz. We all got lives, man.
Yeah.
There's real things going on out there. And, everything is good.
That's the whole thing today. I feel like a bad dad because freaking my daughter Natalia, she wasn't feeling good. And, she didn't want to, she wasn't feeling good last night. And my wife's like, I don't think we should send her to school. And I'm like, oh, no. She's going to school tomorrow. I got a show tomorrow. I'm going to be needed to go down to the Legion at some point. And, so I'm like, no. She's going to school.
Yeah.
So.
See, that's another thing that people, this whole process that we started talking about is like, it started last night and it's gone through today. And I'm not even a part of the show. I'm just covering the show for Three Ropes tonight, but there's a lot of people that are involved in everything. Yeah, it's gonna be a wild night. It usually is, and that's pretty much what's going on here tonight. Now, also in other news, ECPW news.
Yes.
April 1st, Stand Up and Fight is going on. They released the poster for Stand Up and Fight.
All right.
It's gonna be featuring Robbie E. That's the Magic City Music Hall, something I'm really excited about, because Magic City Music Hall is somewhere that I've always gone to see concerts, and I know they have a great venue, so it's going to be interesting. Nick Napoleon is going to be there, and he's going to be issuing an open challenge to anybody in ECPW. Your thoughts on your client?
Like I'm saying, tonight he closes the chapter on Rob Cook. So... I'm proud that Napoleon is looking ahead and already considering tonight in the bag.
Yeah.
And,
you're not worried about this.
Well, I mean, we spent plenty of time talking about X-Site.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've already made points about Napoleon. So, focusing on ECPW, it's been a while. I mean, you and I both know it's been a while since Nick Napoleon has been in ECPW.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It's definitely coming home for him. It's definitely a coming home for Rob Cook, who will finally be standing up and fighting. And it is a...
And also, too, I mean, just throwing it out there. I mean, I as far as I know, being Mark House's, personal representative, I haven't been contacted about whether or not Mr. House's services would be needed, but I see that Axel Lennox is on the poster.
Yeah, Axel Lennox is there as well. There is a lot of people coming back to ECPW Showcase at Stand Up and Fight 5, and we all know how Stand Up and Fight happened. Stand Up and Fight's name happened. A personal request from Little Daddy C and Keith Zimmer to Rob Cook regarding a match, and Rob Cook looks to finally stand up and fight. So it's going to be a good one. LJ Green is going to be there as well. Excite Wrestling fans, if there's ever a chance that you'd like to give another company a try, this might be one of them, because there's a lot of locals that ECPW Showcase use, as well as Robbie E. And there's going to be a seminar for wrestlers here. You want to learn some stuff from Robbie E. I always recommend the seminars to every single wrestler, regardless. I mean, I was talking to Sean Carr about it, and he's like, yeah, you know, anything you can do to learn from anybody, you know, and it doesn't matter who you are or what level you're at, or, you know, everybody can. I was just listening to Colt Cabana the other day. He had Too Cold Scorpio on there.
Yeah.
By the way, Too Cold, he visits the bakery quite a bit.
Too Cold Scorpio, I mean, he's
the man.
He's the man, and he's honestly stayed relevant a lot late in the past couple of years because of, you know, 2CW and
yeah, he's been doing some bookings in AIW out in Ohio.
Stuff he's doing at his age,
but he was saying, I still learn all the time. I still learn every single time that I go out for indie booking, I try to learn something. So Robbie E's going to be there, and there's going to be more. Also, one last thing, Corey DeMoyer, Little Daddy C, announcing that the return of the ECPW training school will be happening. No location yet. I reached out to him. Nothing was returned yet. A little busy over there, but I'm looking forward to getting some information on that. That could help out a lot of people in this area, both for training. And we all know in 3DW, when there's a training school, there's kind of a central hub for wrestling. It would help us out immensely because we could just go down there and people would be there to interview and do things of that nature. So a lot of things come from having a home office, having a training school in the area where people can just drop by and everybody,
The thing is, you know, I mean, and it's really good that, you know, he wants to do this. You know, I mean, you and me, we've seen plenty of wrestling schools in this area. The only issue is I hope it's done right. You know what I mean? And it's like nothing negative, but it's. We've had wrestling schools in the past, but then now we currently don't have wrestling schools, and it's not pointing to any.
Well, this is the thing. Both companies tried one and both companies failed at one. And you know why? Because people don't pay the dues. Here's the thing with these wrestlers, these young guys that get in, you have to pay. You have to pay. You don't just get to go out and wrestle in a ring and it doesn't matter if you can sell 50 tickets. You have to pay your dues. And by that, it means pick up the goddamn ring post and put it in the building. And it also means pay for training, because it's the only way that it's going to work. There's bills to be paid. Mm-hmm. But people want to come in and pretend like it's romper room. Like,
and that's the thing. I mean, with the people paying the bills, it's a lot of weight on some people's shoulders. And if people are, you know, asking for extensions or, you know, hookups, you know, that's not you're not keeping the machine oiled.
Right. And it's like, do you do that for NYSEG? No. Because why? Because you know NYSEG doesn't give a shit. That's how it's got to be.
Basically.
That's how it's got to be. You know, it's tough love, but that's how it's got to be.
I mean, what I was getting at is it's not pointing fingers at any people in particular. It's just there's not schools right now because either nobody appreciated how much work went into it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I mean, I know from, you know, even being, you know, coming into it, through the ECPW school when it was down in Endicott, you know, a lot of work when it went into keeping that going, you know, seeing Johnny Moose with the Excite school, it costs Moose money every day. You know, it's basically like having another mortgage.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, pimping, keeping that place heated and, you know, safe storage for your ring and your equipment and everything. And it, there's so much work that goes into it. And everyone's like, oh my God, pro wrestling. Yeah, bro, this is awesome. I can do that. I can, hey, come here. I'm going to give you a stunner. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, you got to treat this thing seriously.
Hey, hi, I'm so-and-so. Hey, did you know there's two Ultimate Warriors?
God. The one died.
We got another one of you.
The other one died. I think that's what that's
what
happened.
No, man, honest. It was Kerry Von Erich.
Two Undertakers at one point. I think that was I think that was a story. So, yeah. So, anyway, Excite Wrestling tonight. We're going to wrap it up here. Excite Wrestling is tonight at 8 o'clock. It starts 7:15. I believe the door is open. You know, if they don't, if they open at 7:30, sorry for the 15-minute stand in the cold. But I think it they do open at 7:15. I think I see that. Going to be a good night, Ian.
You know what? I'm hearing some crap. Remember the other day when I said something about Street Fighter V coming out?
Yes.
I'm hearing a rumor that apparently you cannot play the game unless your system's connected to the internet.
What? And it's a PlayStation game?
Yeah.
Why?
Dude, the PlayStation 4 is like so weird when it comes to like...
Oh my God, let me tell you. That
not
controller,
having internet?
That controller. There is a start button that is this small. And then there's a big social media share button.
I have it.
What in the hell are they doing?
They want you to interact. Your,
oh, great. I want to pause the goddamn game when I have to get up and take crap.
Well, I mean, you can. But, I mean, I'm just saying from experience, it's really cool. Like, just being in the zone, playing, like, a game you really like, having that epic moment, whether it's like a 23-hit combo in a fighting game, you know, ending with a fatality or something. Then you could hit the share button and trim that actual video clip and then publish that to your YouTube page.
I don't want
to
publish anything.
Why? Monetize the damn video and then...
No one's going to pay to watch me play video games, man.
Yes, they will.
Not me. No. I'm not good.
You don't understand. Apparently, neither are these kids that my son watches on YouTube. Like Jacksepticeye and these other people playing video games.
You're telling me that I can make money playing video games and not be good.
Pretty much.
I just record stuff. So I'll just like, I play these sports games. So I'll just like record every single game.
Hi, welcome to the world's crappiest player. I'm blah, blah, blah. Today I'm going to try to play this game.
That's got legs.
Uh-oh. I'm not jumping.
That's got legs. Although it doesn't look like you're jumping. The motions that you were giving.
No, I know.
Well, maybe in some cultures they'd call it rolling dice. Yeah, that's what you were doing. Shooting.
Rolling dice, shooting craps.
Well. Let's just shoot our way out of here. It's getting ugly. Tonight, Excite Wrestling.
Yes.
Get over there. We're going to be live tweeting at facebook.com/3ropes. And on Twitter, our handle is at 3, the number 3, ropes, DOTCOM, 3ropes.com.
Yes, and add this number to your contacts, 929-477-1421. It is our live number. You can call and interact with us when we're doing the show. So I don't care if you're taking a dump, if you're at work, if you know, eating a meal. I don't care if you're yelling at your kids. You know,
who knows what people are doing at 9:30 in the morning? We're doing this.
Unless you're Glenn Post and you're complaining about something.
Somebody's listening to. Well, that's all the time. Somebody's listening to this right now in a cubicle, going, "God damn assholes! They're just sitting here talking on the radio."
Oh, man, but I kind of want to buy one of their shirts, which reminds him.
Cheap plug.
Oh, yeah. We need to
throw it out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Throw it out there with the Ann Daddy Bone shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I see you running, yeah, taking a run on them.
Yeah, shout out real quick to Big Drew Graphics. Big Drew has always done a bunch of artwork for me over the years, and he just did a brand new Ian Daddy Bones logo. I wanted something new and fresh when rebooting my show, and you know, I told him I wanted something like a skull wearing a pair of headphones that doesn't have a bottom jaw, but it's rocking a necktie. And he's like, all right, I got you. And he made me something really slick. And, you know, I ordered a test batch of shirts, which just has that skull design on the front of it in black. And, you know, I'm going to be doing, you know, different color shirts. But instead of just going with a traditional white or black,
You going pink in October?
Maybe. I mean, I definitely see pink as an option. But the shirts I ordered, they're like a light purple, and it's going to have the black skull on it. So it's kind of, you know, to me, my inspiration for wanting that purple shirt was looking at the 80s Macho Man shirt with the sunglasses.
I got my girlfriend that shirt. She wears it often.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding you either. I don't know where the hell it is.
You want to hear something funny too?
Yes.
My wife Amber always comes to the X-Site shows. And one of the shows, some of the shows we started booking Pepper Parks a lot more. And Amber, you know, I mean, he's a built, ripped, you know, works out. He's got a killer body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm comfortable in my sexuality to say that Pepper Parks has a great body.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, on the other hand, is like, oh, my God, he is so gorgeous and this and that. And it's funny because after one of the X-Site shows, taking care of ring crew, put the ring back in the truck, making sure everything is grabbed and loaded, nothing's left behind. So I'm doing like a final check of the locker room. And when I go into the locker room, I look on the floor and I see one of Pepper Parks's t-shirts that says sex, weights, and protein shakes. And the sleeves were cut off it. So I'm like, well, I grabbed it and, you know, I wasn't going to throw it out. I brought it home and I came home. I'm always like, what do you got? And I freaking held up. I go, oh, just a Pepper Parks ring worn t-shirt. She's like, oh my God, I love you, babe. And
can you ring it out? No, let me ring it out. Okay.
Let me see the t-shirt. I want to ring it out over my face.
Hey, before we get out of here, I wanted to also mention one thing. Robot City Games needs your help.
Why?
They are on an Indiegogo.com right now, helping to get the arcade back up and running.
Why? What happened?
Well, I think what happened was they're having a little problem, I believe, with their upgrades to their building. So they're trying to find a new one. And they got a 1,200 square foot space that is right around the corner from them. Or I'm sorry, they have a 1,200 square foot space right now. They're looking to move into a 7,000 square foot spot, as you see on Indiegogo. Look at the difference here.
Honestly, okay, so, well, that's when they first started.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah, I remember seeing that for the first time when it was like that. And
they have expanded.
And I do want to say personally, I contributed to Robot City Games at one point.
Yeah.
Because if you ever see the X-Men versus Street Fighter ROM board set up in a cabinet, I'm the one that sold them that ROM board.
Really?
From my arcade machine in my dining room.
I remember that.
But okay, because I'm just a little confused because I know, because I like their page on Facebook. I see all their posts about the free token giveaways, and I knew they were moving. Now, did they already move from the Court Street location into a new building already?
I don't believe so. It says, I'll read it right from it.
Okay.
While expanding our store and arcade at the same time, we ran out of room and an opportunity presented itself when the business next door closed. We quickly rented the adjoining space, had a doorway installed between the storefronts, and slowly started filling the additional 1,200 square foot space with arcade games, adding lighting and an atmosphere that was lost in modern arcades. They referenced that they don't want to be another retail chain store, said we saved every dime we could with a bigger goal in mind. And in early 2015, we found the right place. A 7,000 square foot building was for sale just a block away and perfect for what we wanted to do based on the feedback we've gotten from our customers in the past 7 years. We put a down payment down and started working on our building. October 2015, we moved into a new space, filling it with games that had been that they'd been repairing and stockpiling everything hoped it would, or they, you know, had gotten to where everybody had hoped it would been. After months of spent repairing the building, redoing the floors, painting the walls in 16 colors and installing color change lights to make the walls morph and blend colors, we were ready to provide an amazing environment. Over 100 arcade games. They've added 20 to 30 more games. Now, basically they're looking to expand. It says we were a big hit and everything was doing great. We had regulars that drive hours every week just to get the Nintendo and Xbox One games. It seems like they were doing very well. An unexpected roadblock comes. It seems we have grown too big too fast. The local government has decided we need some additional safety features to close the arcade side of the new space until we could provide them. So we are allowed to move 20 games into the store side. We can't reopen the arcade to the public until we build halfway through our back room for an emergency exit, install a fire alarm system and sprinklers. So they're looking to be compatible with the government, which in this case is Binghamton. In 2 days, they've raised $4,800. They're looking at $45,000 because there's major details here. Now, you can do a lot of things. You can donate a dollar. Thanks a lot. You can come play some games, and they're selling their tokens. And Danny Bones, I come down to a couple things for you. $200 for DuckTales 2 for Nintendo. Not a reproduction. See the update on our campaign. No, DuckTales 2. Are you familiar with this game?
I'm very familiar with the first game. Loved it immensely, and I even own the HD remastered DuckTales that I bought, that I have on my tablet. We had it on the PlayStation 3. So, I mean, I'm a fan of DuckTales in general, you know, woohoo, bro. And you know, but
not to be confused with woo woo woo, bro.
But DuckTales 2, I don't know. I moved on to Sega Genesis by that point, so I don't.
Well, if you want to donate, there's other things that you can do. They're selling tickets, $600 in tickets or in tokens
for $500,
so it's $100 savings there. Or you can buy your own arcade game. $700 will get you Bad Dudes versus Dragon Ninja arcade game from 1998.
See? Hold on.
Yes.
Scroll up.
Yes.
I think it would be kind of cool if we could do that. I'm just saying. I'm just with like
the $700.
No, well, the $700 take home an arcade game is really great, but I'm looking at it too. Is that $500 donation and you get the Saturday night?
You and up to 40 friends get exclusive use of the full arcade on a Saturday night
from eight to midnight.
So
you know what I'm saying. And then each of your guests gets $20 in tokens, and it's SATURDAY night. You know what I mean? It's part
for $12.50 a person.
But you know
that's
what?
That's doable.
Yeah, it's very doable.
Listen to me.
But,
for $12, this is a good plan, Ian, because for $12, if everybody threw in $12, they'd get $20 of tokens.
See, but here's the thing. Me personally, this kind of breaks my heart because Robot City Games kind of came out of nowhere. Like obviously, they're making it clear they don't want to be that little trade-in shop no more.
Right.
So they don't want to be SoundGround 2.
Right.
Okay, so they're ending that aspect. They want to be just the arcade. Fully get that. And this is just saying from a fellow resident of the area, some of my suggestions as far as like getting out of the building they're in and looking at other locations, why don't they get a spot in the mall?
I mean, they used to have that arcade in the mall.
Exactly.
Right by the pizza spot.
Which would be even more of a reason to want a space in the mall. I mean, yeah, there's not a lot of food spots in the mall, but that would be the reason for them to do their own concession.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They could
have their own snack bar and arcade and get pizza, and I think it'd be freaking...
Mall's really expensive, but with that, it comes the safety features that they're looking for. I mean, they could move. Who knows what their lease is?
Well,
but
here's something that I think would be killer, because it kind of breaks my heart being a resident of this area, seeing this building abandoned all the time. And it's such a cool-shaped building. It's that little V-shaped building on the Vestal Parkway, like by where the car dealerships are.
Oh, they tore that down.
They did already?
I think they did.
Oh, man.
I knew they were going to tear it down. I loved that thing. It was
oh,
like a 1970s
God.
Car dealer.
Yeah, it was.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been such a cool building to have all the arcade games in.
I agree. And it was a great location,
but
too.
But then again, they have another arcade on the parkway now.
Do they?
Yeah, it's apparently down by SoundGround somewhere. I haven't checked it out yet. But see, that's the thing. It goes back. You know, I'm a big fan of arcades. And the fact that, you know, if Robot City Games, you know, can't get into their new building, you know, that would suck.
Yeah.
I would totally love to see them achieve their goal. And
yeah, just seen this the other day. Bing Pop helped them out, support Robot City Games. I'm actually going to share this right now to our listeners as well.
Yeah, Bing Pop's a great site to check out.
Yeah, Josh Ledsky, former host of Joshua the morning B. show. Yep, Josh B. And I've actually been featured in there before for when I was running the magazine.
Yeah.
He did like this thing before run me too. So he's a cool dude. He's a good guy to work with. Check that out, Big Pop as well. Help out a local business in Robot City Games. And come out and support local wrestling tonight,
yes.
February 19th. That is tonight.
Yes.
I am hyped. It's less than 10 hours away. Excite Wrestling. And we at ThreeRopes.com have got you covered live tweeting at Ropes, DOTCOM, and over at Facebook.com/ThreeRopes. Ian.
Yes, sir.
What's the last thing you want to tell people about tonight?
Just be there. Don't miss the show. Don't let it. I mean, because if you live in the area, you don't make it to the show, then you know your whole feed's going to be blown up tonight on Facebook
it
about everybody
true.
You do know that went to the show is going to be talking about it anyway. So you might as well just come out and buy yourself a ticket, get a couple of beers. You know what I mean, and just have a good time.
Yep, Facebook.com/ThreeRopes. Remember that it's not on the ThreeRopes. What is it? Do they even call that? A profile page, I guess. It's not on that one. It's on the fan page at ThreeRopes.com because we didn't want to blow up everybody's Twitter.
Right.
And that's a little bit more, you know, you have to kind of seek it out. So, and we'll be on Twitter. So tonight, ThreeRopes.com is going to be at Excite Wrestling 4th anniversary. We'll see if Ian Daddy Bones has anything to do with the conclusion or the end of any of these matches that he's involved in. Something tells me that he will.
Minding my business, just looking out for my boys. That's all that matters.
It's time for the news. This has been a presentation of the Three Ropes Media Network. For more, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ThreeRopes or visit us at ThreeRopes.com.